So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with Lexi from Joey Season. Hi, Lexi.
Hi, Lexi.
Hey, guys.
Your hair looks so good. Did you get it done recently?
Thank you. Yes. I actually just got it done when I came back. I talked about this on my Instagram, but I had a bit of a hair fiasco when I was in the mansion. Some reason my hair turned red, which, you know, we love redheads, but like it was 2 red stripes at the front. So when I was on the show, luckily Jess had men's beard dye for her eyebrows and let me use it to color correct. So my hair is a lot darker on the show than it is usually, but it's a funny story. So I just went,
oh my God.
Wait, women use men's beard dye for eyebrows?
I didn't know. So I have friends that dye their eyebrows, and usually they just use boxed hair dye. I've never heard of anyone using beard dye.
Yeah, just for men. So,
but I guess that would make sense because it is like hair on your face.
Right, right. So God bless Jess for having that. And it was like dark, dark brown. So it's
a
funny story.
Oh my God. Wait, why? So I've had friends who have gone blonde and then like hard water will make it look green. But I've never, are you a natural redhead? Was it like stripping your highlights?
Something was happening. I'm naturally pretty dark brown. So okay. I think it was just like getting the highlights right before the show and then using the water out there. Or maybe, I don't know, something happened that was
That's
not good.
That's crazy. I would be freaking out. I can't believe they couldn't get you like boxed hair dye.
You know, it's a, they tried their best.
Yeah. Well, you had the beard dye, thank God. So
thank God.
You know, my beard actually used to come in a little red.
What?
Yeah.
No, yes, it doesn't.
I swore my life. Now they come in gray on my chin.
A little salt and peppery. Yeah. Well, maybe you should hit up Jess for her boxed beard dye.
Do you think I should? I don't know if I would dye my beard. I don't keep it long enough to dye it.
I feel like you have to have a significant amount of hair to be dyeing. Like, I feel like it's for people who have a full beard.
Why are you coming at me right now?
What are you talking about? I'm not coming at you. I think it's people who have like a full gray beard and want to dye it brown.
Yeah.
So that it's not gray.
I'm gonna lean into the salt and pepper look.
You should. You lean into salt and pepper look, and Lexi, you can stay away from.
You know,
beard
this,
dyeing
this
your
interview
hair.
Isn't about me though. So Lexi, where do you live?
I currently am in Atlanta, Georgia.
Cool. Yep. And you said on one of these episodes that you moved to San Francisco for work and then you moved to New York.
Yeah.
So what do you do and what happened there?
Yeah. So I've lived all over, actually. I'm originally from Toronto, but I ended up.
You're originally from Toronto?
Yeah, I am. I had to say it. So
what part of Toronto?
Oakville, Ontario.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah. So my family's all up there, my extended family, but we ultimately moved down to the States for my dad's job. So I ended up in Ohio for a while. And then, yeah, after school, moved out to San Francisco for work. I worked at the Gap when I was out there, but I work in digital marketing and digital strategy. So I work on their websites. I came down with a lot of illness when I was in San Francisco with my health. And so ultimately made the decision to move back to New York to be closer to my family. And Gap also had a headquarters in New York. So it just made sense at the time. So yeah, that's how I ended up in the city.
And okay. Do you still work for Gap now?
I don't work for Gap now. I work for another large retail company in Atlanta doing the same type of work. Yeah.
Do you like Atlanta?
I like Atlanta. It was a huge culture shock moving down here, being originally from Canada and then living on both coasts. Moving to Atlanta was kind of crazy. It's super Southern, obviously. And then everyone here gets married at 22. So I was this black sheep moving down here single at 29. So I like it, but it's different.
Yeah, that's if San so Francisco has an exact opposite, it might be Atlanta.
Exact opposite. Literally.
Yeah.
It really might. Okay, cool. And how did you get on The Bachelor?
It's a bit of a long story, but long story short, I was originally supposed to go on and went through the casting process for Peter's season. And so
a few years ago.
Which when I look back, I wouldn't have been ready to do that at that point in my life and age. So I'm so glad it happened when it did. But I had just had my endometriosis surgery, so it wasn't the right time for me with filming. And then I got in contact with a producer and they told me it was going to be Joey. And I was like, this is so serendipitous. And I think he's such a great guy. I just turned 30. Why not? So it's kind of crazy that Peter to Joey, it's just, I don't know. The whole thing was very full circle.
That is. You hear some stories like that. I think Caitlin Bristow was also someone that was in casting for someone's season, made it almost on the show, and then something happened or she didn't get on and then gets onto another season. I just feel like it always falls the way it's supposed to.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to pronounce this correctly so I don't sound like a fucking moron. But
you could do it.
I could do it. I could do this. Okay. So when you talk about your endometriosis,
you could say surgery,
I could just call it endo.
Yep.
Okay. Right.
I love that. Okay. So, not that I don't love it, but so when you had your endo surgery, mm-hmm. how old were you?
I had my surgery in 2019. So okay. I just turned 30. So, yeah, I would have been 25, 26. And so that was a time period for me that was crazy. And like I said, going on the show, it wouldn't have been possible, but so grateful that I did have the surgery when I was living in New York.
What was the process like? Because I know you said it took about a year and a half to have it diagnosed, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's not totally uncommon.
No, you're exactly right. So really it was 10 years of me in pain and not knowing what was going on with my body. And then things got a lot worse when the back half of San Francisco and when I moved to New York, and I just started going to so many different doctor's appointments. And I was diagnosed with things I didn't even have. I was diagnosed with autoimmune disorders and taking medications for them. And I didn't have it. And I was turned away from
doctors. So crazy.
So crazy. Women on average, it takes 10 years to get a diagnosis for endo. So that was my timeline. And it's so sad to hear that. And a lot of the times doctors will turn you to a psychiatrist or almost make you believe that your pain is in your head, because it has to be diagnosed surgically. So it's that even adds another layer of complexity to get a diagnosis. So for me, it was a lot of being turned away, kind of given medication to treat me for something I didn't have. And then I even started to doubt my pain. And I was like, is this even real? Is this something in my head? Just because I was shut down so many times.
That's so frustrating. And it's just so scary that, you have to wait 10 years to get diagnosed with something that you're probably like, I could have been treating this 10 years earlier. Yes. I can imagine too, by the time the surgery option comes around, it's like on one hand, you're like, I'll do anything to figure out what's going on with me. But on the other, you're probably like, I've had so many inaccurate diagnoses that
Diagnoses? That's made up.
You know what I meant. That it's like, is this just going to be another dead end? Yes. Like it must have been so emotionally and physically draining for you.
It was. I remember walking into NYU that day because you don't know until you wake up from the surgery if you have it or not. And I remember thinking, do I want to have this or do I not? Like, it's a weird thing because like I've gone through 10 years of pain and multiple years of going to appointments. And I felt like I finally kind of had an answer. This doctor had a really strong hunch I had it. But then I was like, wait a second, the reality of actually having it is a whole nother thing to deal with. So I didn't really even know how to feel. Like, am I going to be happy after this? Like, if I go through the surgery and I don't have it, I'm just at another dead end. So yeah, it plays with your mind.
What has your journey been like since being diagnosed?
It's been an uphill battle, if I'm being honest. I have, you know, good weeks and I have really bad weeks. I've been on so many different medications to try to get it into a place where it's controllable. I am at the point right now where they want me to have a second surgery. A lot of times women have two or three. But because I'm 30, they want me to have it as close as possible to when I want to conceive. And the reason for that is because they go in and like clean up all that tissue that's not supposed to be there. So it puts you in like an optimal state to have a child. That is really hard for me because the only solve is something I can't even do at this moment in time. And the reason they don't want you to have too many surgeries is because they cause a lot of scar tissue. And so just right now, I kind of feel like I'm being pushed into a corner of just having to power through the pain and make the most of it. But it is challenging.
Yeah, that's got to be such a hard decision because I'm assuming like you're probably advised by doctors, but you have to probably make the decision inevitably if you're going to have the surgery and then potentially just have to have another surgery when you are ready to have children, or if you're going to power through the pain so that you don't have to have as many surgeries. Like, there's not a clear right answer there.
There's not. And I just froze my eggs. Actually, I had the surgery for that 2 weeks before I went on the show, which, thank you. That came with a lot of its own issues. Yeah. But that I'm trying my best to do everything I can to become a mother. That's what I've wanted my whole life. But yeah, you're exactly right.
Do you feel like the medical field now, today in 2024, is better detecting this opposed to 10 years ago? Or are we kind of in the same place of it's still very hard for it to be detected in women?
Yeah.
And still going through that.
That's a great question. I would like to say the diagnosis process has gotten better. I don't think it has. I think what's gotten better is the technology to, like an MRI now you can have where they can see if there's abnormalities. It can't diagnose it, but it can at least point in the direction that you might have something going on there, which gives women more confidence to have a surgery. However, I still think like it's so, I posted on Instagram about my experience and I got, I think almost like 1,000 messages from women saying to me that I've had the exact same experience. I'm currently in the process of fighting for a diagnosis. Like, I've gone to 10 plus appointments. No one's taking me seriously. So it's not spoken about enough. And I really don't think it's changed that much, which is disheartening.
Yeah. I feel like, and I mean, this is not endo, but someone in my life has PCOS and they had a similar experience where like there's a lot of women's health issues. I feel like that the story is connected to where it's like it took me years for someone to finally diagnose me with this, and I was doing treatments that were actually like harming what I was like actually had. And
I went through bladder instillations, which is, I don't need to get into the whole thing, but where they like put like an acidic thing like through your urethra. I was crying, screaming in pain because they thought I had a condition with my bladder, and like, I have nothing wrong with my bladder. And like the fact I went through that for 6 months, like, it's traumatic to me. So I have a lot of,
I don't know how it couldn't be. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like the fact the doctor did it, like all of the above, it's scary.
Yeah. A major flaw. How does it affect you on a day-to-day scale?
on a day-to-day scale, like it's so unpredictable. Some days I'll have flares and like I'll look 4 or 5 months pregnant from like swelling. Some days I'll have horrible lower back pain. I mean, it hits me out of nowhere. I've become really good at managing it. So, I mean, I work a really demanding job. Like I'm sitting at a desk all day. So I'm not going to lie. Like it comes with its challenges and I don't probably live the exact same life as someone who wouldn't be dealing with this, but I've gotten to a place now where like, I'm so strong mentally that I just push through. I like take really good care of my health. That helps to a degree, but it's one of those things it's never leaving my life. There's no cure. And so I've just learned how to like have a better attitude about it and like make the most of every day, even though I have a little bit of a handicap.
Is stage 5 the most severe stage?
So there's technically 4 stages of endo, and on the show I said 5. It's 4 and 5 are like, 5 is kind of a new stage that they're talking about. For me, I had endo growing on my lung. And so since it spread to like an organ outside of my pelvis, I'm kind of 4 or 5. Stage 4 is technically the most severe phase within your pelvis. And that just means that like there's a lot of adhesion. So like your uterus could be attached to both ovaries. There's a lot of large cysts. And so even I like to preface though, someone with stage 1 could have equal pain as someone is stage 4. It's just how much the actual tissue has spread. It doesn't mean that you're like in more pain or less pain at a different stage.
But okay. If it gets detected at stage 1, is it curable or is it like?
It's not, but I do think you could take actions with like certain hormones and getting ahead of your surgery. Like for me, when they went in, it was so bad. Like I think if they had gone in maybe 3 years prior, like it wouldn't maybe have spread to my lung. Like maybe I wouldn't have had so many adhesions. Yeah.
Right. Which like that's another layer to it, I'm sure, is like the fact that it takes so long means that it ends up being so much more severe in the women when it does get detected.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's so frustrating. Jeez. Okay. So you get on the show. We lost track, but I'm glad we're talking about this. Obviously, it was a big part of your one-on-one date, which we will touch on as well in this podcast, and just talk more about, you know, what it was like opening up to Joey about.
Yeah.
Do you refer to it as a condition? How do you refer to it?
I always say, a condition, disease. I think for me, it's just something I deal with every day. But I opened up to him about my condition and how it impacts me. Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's do
night one.
A little backtracking. Yeah, let's go to night one.
Night one, you step out of the limo. How are you feeling? What are your thoughts? What do you think about Joey? Is your type?
Yeah. I was so nervous, obviously, that whole day leading up to it. But when I stepped into the limo, I know it sounds so cheesy, but like I did feel immediately at ease because he has such a chill personality and like demeanor that as soon as I walked up to him, I kind of felt like, I know about this guy, like this is our first date kind of, I don't know, just felt very like an initial intro, not like, oh, I'm on The Bachelor and there's all these cameras and lights. Like it was really just the two of us in that moment. Very special. He was so kind. But then I walked in the house and I realized I was the first one. And so like that was a bit of a shock more than meeting Joey. I was like, oh, okay. I'm glad I knew that after.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. They're honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save. Yeah, that's so interesting. I always, because sometimes they'll show someone come out of the limo, but they're not necessarily the first one that actually came out of the limo.
Yeah.
Like they'll do a little switcheroo. But But I feel like that's exciting because you're probably like, okay, I'm the first girl in his mind tonight, which is kind of cool. But I also would have been happy to not know that before.
Same. I'm so glad they didn't tell me before because I think I would have been like, I got to really pull it together. Like, he's been waiting for this for months. Like, I don't even know. I don't know. It's for the best.
For the best. So how does night one go? I know it's like the longest night ever, but you get to talk to him.
You guys know it's a long night. I mean, I didn't anticipate it being that long. So it was a long night. I got really lucky and got to talk to him. Not everyone did. So I was fortunate for that. I gave him a ball marker from the golf course my dad and I play in Hilton Head. So he seemed excited that I golf. And yeah, we had a good talk. We kissed, which I was not expecting. Like all my friends back at home were like, what? Because it's kind of off brand for me. I'm a little like standoffish until I trust someone, but I guess the trust that was already kind of there. I just felt safe around him. But yeah, night one, there was stuff going on, but I kind of just kept to myself and was nervous for the rose ceremony, but I felt good about our talk.
Nice. I feel like that's like all you can ask for out of night one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then before currently you get your one-on-one, what's your connection like? Are you able to spend any time with Joey? How's it going?
Yeah, it was going well. I got to talk to him at the talent show a little bit before the pageant. And I got to talk to him that evening. So
yeah, let's talk about the pageant because you won Mrs. Right.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was so, I did. I should have
known. Smart move.
Yeah,
no, there was a little animosity surrounding the kiss.
The kiss heard around the world. Yeah, there was some animosity for sure, which I'm so conflict adverse. Like I was like, it's fine. Like someone else take the crown, like all good. I understand, you know, I think some girls poured their heart and soul. They were doing flips and cartwheels and singing. And I mean, they're all so talented. I just stood there, but I was trying to think of something that I could do to show him I do come out of my shell and like, I am fun and bubbly. I'm not this like super quiet, serious, reserved person. I think because I was nervous, that's how I had been coming across. So I was like, let's do it. Why not? You know, I took a tequila shot before, but I did it.
No, I liked it. And I liked that your talent incorporated him into it. I think that's always nice to like get him involved. And like I said when we were recapping, I was like, you know what? Sometimes you got to work smarter, not harder. Just because she wasn't upside down doesn't mean she didn't have a good talent.
Yeah, the other girls did great. So we all, it was fun. Yeah.
Do you have like a favorite group date activity like that you've done up until this point?
Up until this point, I think the wedding was fun because one, I've just never thought I'd be in a wedding dress before my wedding day. And then we all got to have individual time with him to work the room at the reception. They didn't show everyone's, but that was like our second time actually talking. And it felt comfortable because it was just the two of us like walking around. We went to the bar. So I thought the wedding was fun. The pageant was really out of my comfort zone. And then there was more group dates that were a little more my speed further through the season.
Nice. Yeah. The pageant, the gimmicky ones are always a little more awkward.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm definitely an awkward person. So like being in that environment just like enhances.
Yeah. No, it's the shows. They're tough. They're just tough. But
I give those date planners credit because they come together so well. But in the moment, you're kind of like, all right, we're doing this. But then you see it and you're like, this is awesome.
So. Yeah. So we get to Malta.
Yeah.
And you get your one-on-one date with Joey. Were you like, did you have a sense that like maybe it was going to be you that week? Like your time was maybe coming or were you totally surprised?
Well, there's two pieces to this story. So the first one is my luggage was lost upon arriving in Malta. I was like, look, Joey's amazing. I want to be on a date this week. Just whatever you do, do not put me on a date tomorrow. Like I don't have any of my stuff. I was the only girl. It's just very like, of course. And so it was funny when they called my name. I was like, you know, I was really excited and they ended up finding my luggage. So it all worked out. Okay. But it was just like, I wasn't really prepared for it the night before because of that conversation. So like, I didn't self tan. I didn't take a shower, like little things that I would do if I knew I was having a one-on-one. But as soon as I like got there with Joey, I was like, it was the best day ever.
Yeah, no, that's actually funny. On my season, Michelle Young, she lost a piece of luggage and like was never to be found. Like it wasn't the show. Like the airline lost her luggage and she never found it. And she was like borrowing her roommate Ryan's clothes like the whole season. Cause I think like the one that she lost was like all her clothes and jewelry. And like the one that she had was like toiletries and like shoes and stuff. So she's like, I'm screwed. But I'm very glad that they found your luggage. Yes. But that is funny because it's like the one time you're like, I don't want to date tomorrow is the time that you're like, okay, I guess I'm on a date tomorrow.
That's just how life works out. And on, you know, it was truly like, I will remember that day for the rest of my life. It was so fun. Like I got to do the walking tour and I travel a lot. So like getting to actually like walk around the city and see Malta, It was just casual and fun. Like it didn't feel like we were on a bachelor date.
Yeah. I always say like, those are the best dates, like just the ones that are the most organic. Yeah. What was it like being in that church? I know you kind of talked about your grandfather and you got to interact with Joey.
It was emotional. It was really emotional. It was, I think being away from, you know, that's like being away from your whole family and then just your emotions are high. And then I know I was in the church and I went to church with my grandfather growing up and he had passed away recently. And because of COVID, I wasn't able to go to the funeral. And just, there was so many emotions that just hit me at once. I felt like I hadn't been in a church like that since I was with him. And it was just a really full circle moment because he always said he wanted to meet my person. And like, we both golfed together. Like, we were just so close. And like, that was at the end of the day. And so like that being kind of how we closed out the date and just everything going so well with Joey, I just felt like I was really supposed to be there in that moment. It was very special. And then the priest came over and talked to us about what makes a healthy marriage and talked about a couple that he's married in the church. And yeah, he just gave us some advice and it was beautiful. I'm excited to watch that back.
Yeah.
Are you starting to feel like Joey could be your person? Is that happening yet?
Yeah, for sure. I was definitely starting to think like, oh, okay, this is like, I'm not just on here, you know, to meet someone and see if there's something there. Like, I'm like, the something there is there. It's just a matter of like kind of getting down, like opening up was a big thing for me that night. Like, I wanted to open up about my health with him because I wanted to make sure like that wasn't something that, you know, he wouldn't want to, that could affect his decision with me. So at that point I was like, the feelings are there. I just think we need to kind of figure out under the covers, like our values, what we want long-term and our timelines. Timelines was a huge thing for me.
Yeah. We see you mention it. We definitely don't have to go there if you're uncomfortable talking about it, but your past with your ex of it being an issue for him. Do you want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, I can touch on it. I think, you know, for him, my health was ultimately something that impacted the end of our relationship. I think he saw it as, I would never say a burden, but, you know, just something that would potentially affect, you know, us being able to have a family long-term or, you know, my ability to be a mother. Like, I'm not always 100% every day. And so for him, he saw that as sometimes a challenge, which you can imagine on my side, like, is really difficult because, you know, when we broke up, like hearing from multiple people that it was like, he just wasn't sure he could handle your health condition. He wasn't sure that he could support you in the way that you need to be supported. And for me, it was very much like, but I mean, I do a really good job at like holding my pain in and not showing it outwardly. So I'm already self-conscious about this. And to hear, it was like one of the deciding factors to ultimately not move towards a marriage with me, like has made me not want to open up about any of this with another person.
Yeah, I can imagine that being on TV, opening up to Joey, this new relationship about your endo is already scary. And then to have that added layer of like, well, the last time I did this, it ended the relationship is just a whole other layer of like anxiety.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you said it perfectly. But I felt I had to because on the show, you have such limited time. And so I wanted to be fair to Joey. And Joey was never going to go in and say like, I don't want to be with you because you can't have kids. That's not the conversation that we were having. It was more like, hey, I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z. I might be on a little bit more of an expedited timeline than some of these other girls that are here because of X, Y, and Z. Like, how does that make you feel? And I genuinely wanted his reaction because it's okay if he wants, you know, 5 to 7 years before kids. And I'm not saying that's what he said, but like his emotions and reaction are valid. And I would rather have that early on than like drag out a connection and then it come up later. That to me wouldn't be fair to him.
Totally. That totally makes sense. Because if he were to say like, I'm not ready to have kids, I don't want a family for 10 years or like, we know he wants kids, but like it's a serious conversation to have. And it's one that, you know, you have added layers to add to. So how did that conversation go? Like, obviously you did an amazing job of expressing yourself. You. We saw, how did it feel, you know, hearing Joey's response?
Hearing Joey's response was, well, like probably forever changed my perception on opening up about this in my life and my story and my health and relationships. He brought me to tears that night. He was so genuine and sincere and such a good listener. I felt heard. I didn't feel judged or like analyzed. I felt like he was really just listening to me and empathetic to what I went through. He related to me in many ways in his own personal life. And he was like, look, that's not an issue for me. Like, I think with the right person, whoever that is for him, that they would figure it out. And, you know, that could be through things like adoption or, you know, surrogacy, whatever that looks like. Kids are important to him as well, but that's not going to be detrimental to his choice and moving forward with me. And yeah, he was so kind that night, and it was really beautiful.
That's great.
That's amazing. Yeah, yeah. I feel like he's really demonstrated, like,
we say he's the best receiver.
Joe keeps calling him, he's an amazing receiver.
Information.
He's an incredible, he's such a good listener, and he was raised well. Like, he is, but it's, you know what it is? He's just a kind person. So he actually cares, because you'll talk to some people and it's like, you can tell they're registering it, but like kind of 50% in, 50% out. Like, he was locked in. I mean, he was listening to me, and in a situation like that, it's so important.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's jump a little bit to your thoughts on the Maria fiasco, and I want your opinion on two situations. But the first one, what were your thoughts on just the Maria and Sydney of it all?
Because we also know that you were the only one there before they went on their 2-on-1, because everyone else was on the group day.
Forgot about that. That was great.
I guess, I can start. My initial thoughts were, back at the mansion is where I think that conversation should have been left. I think, you know, everyone's emotions and feelings are valid. Medina's were valid at the mansion. Sydney was trying to stand up for her friend, and Maria was trying to, you know, advocate for herself and say, hey, I did not bring this up in any way, shape, or form to hurt someone. I brought this up just because I wanted to know who was talking, and kind of, you know, clear her name in the situation, because she didn't mean her comment in a mean way. There was no bad intentions there. It's hard. I really think this dragged on for too long. It took away time from a lot of girls that had also their own beautiful stories to tell. And so I wish it was left at the mansion. I think the initial conversation could have just been squashed, but it continued on, obviously, right, to Malta and Spain and throughout the season. And that day that it was just the three of us, like, you could cut the tension with a knife. I mean, you could just tell, like, tensions are high. They're going on a 2-on-1. They're fully aware of what that comes with, right? Like, I think the date card that I got, of course me, had to read, it was like, one rose, two girls, one stays, one goes. And I was like, I was even just like, I got to go to my room. Like, there was,
you're
way
like, okay,
too much.
Here's the card. Have a good night. Yeah, bye.
Like, toss that out the window at the hotel. But yeah, it was, I did sit downs with both of them, both of their, you know, they were stressed.
If you had to put money on it before they went on that date, who did you think was coming back?
That's a good question.
That is a good question. I think based on what I saw, I thought Maria and Joey had a stronger connection. I was on both group dates with Maria. I was on one group date with Cindy, and she didn't have one the first week. So I just thought, I could always tell there was something there between Joey and Maria. Like, I tell by the way he looked at her, I think he was intrigued by her personality. Like, she's very outgoing. So I kind of thought if it was solely based on connection, Maria was going to come back.
We saw when Sydney's suitcase gets pulled, Leia, Jess, I'm sure there was a few other people, but those were the two main ones I remember, were very surprised that Sydney was going home. Where do you think their shock came from? Do you think it was like wishful thinking, or do you think?
You know, I think it was rooted in the fact that they have their own perception of this. They're very close to Sydney. They were, you know, when you're on this experience, you form strong relationships because it's so unique. And they were, you know, really good friends with her, and they heard her side of the story, and they weren't as close to Maria. So I think it was twofold. I think it was, oh, Maria's still staying. Like, they were upset about that. And then I think it was also like, we're losing our friend here. But that night was hard. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I've since had a conversation with Maria and apologized to her, because I wish I spoke up that night. And it's like, you know, you go through this, everyone has their like regrets, but when she walked in, it was silent. And I wish that I had said, like, look, today must've been hard for both of you, but like, I'm proud of you for getting the rose. And like, I know Joey made that decision for a reason. She didn't deserve to walk into a silent room. Like, that wasn't fair to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that would have been super awkward.
Yeah, it sucks.
It was horrible for her.
Everyone's like, yeah, because then you walk in and you're kind of on this a little bit of a high because at least you're still there and he gives you a rose and then everybody's like, oh, fuck,
you guys, it was bad. Like, it was bad.
You're back?
Like, it was bad. It was quiet. It was because, you know, she didn't do anything wrong. She's also dating Joey. So he made the choice and she came back and she didn't deserve to walk into that. So
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beach Bound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save. But then we do see Leia.
The Leia
Jess calling her Maria a bitch and all the
bullshit. Well, I was going to refer to Leia pulled Medina aside and said, like, you were so nice to her when she came in. Was that like later in the night then? Like, do you think Medina maybe had those same feelings you did of like, that was really awkward? Like, I'm going to go say something to Maria, just basically saying like, hey, happy you're back. You look great. Like, hope your day was good.
Here's the thing. Like, yes, she brought up the initial comment so people could say like, why is she not still involved? But her and Maria settled it. So at the end of the day, at that point, she was not involved anymore. I think that the confused was like Leia and Sydney were so close. So I think Leia was standing up for her friend, but Medina didn't really do anything wrong. Like, she, we're allowed to be friends with multiple people, right? Across different groups. Like, that's inevitable with 32 women. So I just, again, it was kind of like, why are we still dragging this on in Spain? You know?
Yeah,
totally.
Who are your friends in the house?
I was really good friends with Kelsey A. She's an amazing human. I think Medina's great. Maria, the sisters, Evelyn, Krissa. I mean, I could go on. Like, just Daisy's wonderful. But, you know, I think obviously you gravitate to certain people. And like Kelsey A, Caitlin, Medina, and I were definitely the closest.
Got it.
Nice. I do want to jump back to what you were asking.
Which was,
what is your take on the blow up between Jess and Maria?
It was crazy to watch. And I think there was a lot of built up emotion. You know, everyone gets that, like, you have the pent up anger that's like week after week after week. And like in Malta, Sydney went home and Jess and Sydney are such good friends. And, you know, I think Jess and Maria, like, you can go back to kind of night one, right? When Jess kissed him twice, like, there's been like people kind of poking the bear. And I think in Spain, it finally just erupted. And Jess obviously called Maria a name. And, you know, I don't think that was warranted at all. And I do think that they had the opportunity to talk that night, but It was crazy. It was very explosive.
Yeah, I would say, I feel like as much as there was a lot of Sydney Maria confrontation, that was like the most heated moment I've seen. Like, there was a lot of emotion behind that one. We do see you like console Maria when she's kind of trying to leave with the Leia drama. You just saying, you know, it's okay. You've been like pushed and pushed and pushed. Yeah. So like, it's okay that you're having a moment. And then we see you make a comment in regards to the Jess and Maria argument where you say, you know, I think there might be some jealousy on Jess's side. Do you think that Maria now getting this attention and reassurance from Joey kind of rubbed some people the wrong way, especially maybe the girls that were friends with Sydney?
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm 30. I'm confident in who I am. If I was on this at 24, I'd be jealous of Maria too. Like, she's so confident. She's stunning. Like, she's seemingly good at everything. The girl's like doing like, you know, backflips across the stage. Like, she's hilarious. I mean, right? It's intimidating to be in a room with someone like that. I don't know if it was jealousy with Jess or if it was more just like the personal feeling like personally attacked as her best friend went home because of an output of Maria's action. But I do think, I think that some of the younger girls in the house, which I hate to say that because this whole season feels like it's been about age, but like, I think someone at 24 and someone at 31 are in a different phase of life. And I think sometimes there might have been some jealousy there, just seeing how strong of a connection Maria and Joey had.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Was it at least entertaining? I mean, because you guys don't have anything to do.
You guys, I was just eating charcuterie and having sangria, which was great.
As you should be in Spain.
Sounds terrible, but yeah, I was. I mean, I wasn't like entertained by people feeling sad, but I was like, I don't know. It's crazy.
No, I get it. Out of the two places so far that you traveled to, which one do you favor? Spain?
Malta? I love Spain. I took Spanish all through college and like, I love the culture, but if I'm thinking about just like the experience there, Malta, because of the date, the one-on-one, I got to see so much of Malta. When Jesse told us Malta, I don't know if this is Dom or like, I just didn't know where that was.
Just going to ask, because like, I feel like no one has even heard of
Malta. I was like, is it a country? Is it a city? Yeah. Like, where is it located?
Yeah, like, I was like, are we going to Asia? Like, I didn't know. And so he said international and like, I hate flying. It was a whole thing. I was taking in a lot in that moment, but 15 hours to Turkey was like, I thought we were going to Nashville. The rumor in the house was we were going to Nashville. So like, I really had to like shift my mind, like, oh no, we're going to Turkey. Like, so anyways, I love Malta. It's beautiful. It's right below the Boo in Sicily. And I feel like, I mean, it was a dream. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw when they were on their two on one, Maria was like, we're only a 30-minute boat ride from Sicily. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like,
it's like,
maybe we'll go to Sicily and then we'll go to Malta.
Yeah. You guys should go.
Okay. We are going to get into a game with you before we let you go. It's rapid fire. It's just like all easy, fun questions about you. And yeah, you ready?
I guess. Let's do it.
Okay. What is your go-to breakfast?
Go-to breakfast is probably an acai bowl. I love them. I like make one every morning.
You make it at home?
Yeah, I do. I used to buy them, but they're like $20 each. So I was like, this is not fiscally responsible. That's true. I just get the little packets at Whole Foods and like, you know, like put the granola and some fruit.
Oh my gosh, so cute. What is your favorite color to wear?
Green, which I mean, perfect.
Do you have green eyes?
They're like green blue. I don't know. They kind of change with my emotions sometimes. People would say that. Like if I cry, they get more green. And then if I'm
That's
angry,
so
I get
interesting. Oh my gosh. It's like a Disney character.
Yeah.
What's your favorite season?
My favorite season, I mean, typical answer, but fall. I love the fall and everything that comes with it. Halloween's my favorite holiday.
Halloween's your favorite holiday?
I love Halloween. I know that's so rare. Controversial. It is rare. I love like spooky things. And I know it's like leading up to Thanksgiving. I don't know. Yeah. I love Halloween.
No, I love Everyone, that.
Is that weird?
Probably. No, it's not weird at all. I just feel like.
I mean, we love Halloween. Yeah. We just don't like dressing. I just don't like dressing up. But I love the idea.
You love spooky season.
Yeah, I love the.
Like we'll get like fall candles season. And like.
Yeah, like passing out candy. Like, you know, Christmas is on its way. Yeah, it's a good time.
What is a big green flag for you?
Good relationship with their family.
What's a relationship deal breaker for you?
A relationship deal breaker would be someone who cheats, for sure, or someone who's not driven in their career. Or I shouldn't even say their career, but like not passionate about what they're doing in their life.
What's your dream vacation destination?
I want to go to Japan so badly.
We are saying maybe this we might go. Joe's been.
I've been. It's amazing.
Is it amazing?
We want to try to go this year. Probably near.
You guys have to.
Maybe end September-ish. Of year. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if it happens. I'm hoping it does.
Yeah. Cross my fingers.
What's one thing on your bucket list?
I think on the bucket list would be I really want to run like a marathon or a triathlon just because when I was originally diagnosed with like all my health stuff, they were like, you probably won't be able to do like extreme sports or anything that's really hard on your body anymore, which like growing up playing sports, that was devastating for me to hear. And I kind of want to prove my doctor's wrong and be like, even though I like, cause it's a long time and hard on your body. So they're worried it might like exasperate my symptoms or make me feel like a lot worse with my back. So I kind of want to like run one and then give my doctor like my like bib to put in their office.
Yeah, you nice. Should do it.
What city? If you could run it anywhere, where would you want to run it?
Probably New York.
Joe did the New York Marathon this past
nice.
Year.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. It's
intense.
I don't know, but they say New York's one of the harder courses.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it was a very rewarding. I did right under 4 hours, so it was 358. Yeah.
And I did not run it.
I was going to say, did you run it? No. You hold one of the signs?
I did. I had a sign that said, run, Joe, run.
I love it.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do not, but I'm not opposed to them. I just haven't found the right thing. Yeah.
What's your favorite physical quality of Joey's?
Physical quality, his eyes. I feel like everyone probably says that, but not even just the color, like they're very kind. Yeah.
What is your or who is your go-to when you need advice?
My best friend, Megan. She's my first friend I made when I moved to the United States, and she's more like a sister.
What is your favorite beauty product at the moment?
These are all my questions.
I know. I'm like, so I'm struggling to read them. I'm like, wait, what does this say?
Oh, I know the answer to this one. The e.l.f. lip oil, because on the show, all the girls use the Dior one, but it's so expensive and I just can't justify that. So the e.l.f. one's like $9 and it's amazing.
Oh my God. That's a good dupe.
Not to do a product placement.
No, let me see. I love my.
That's why Elf is blown up because of this.
Yeah, yeah. Because of the oil.
Good job, Joe. We were just talking about Elf the other day.
Yeah.
Clarence has a good dupe for it as well.
Nice.
What is your favorite memory of your time on the show?
My favorite memory is would be the dinner with Joey. It was one, just like an incredibly beautiful setting, and then it was something I didn't even know was possible to have in a relationship. Like, his reaction really changed how I view dating and myself.
That's amazing. And then to end it off, can you give us a teaser for what's to come this season?
I think, you know, obviously it's a very romantic season. I think Joey has an incredible cast of women, so there's going to be stronger relationships starting to form. And I think with that comes heightened emotions, obviously some drama, you know, that's continuing from previous episodes. But I really think the rest of the season is just going to focus on the love stories, and just hopeful that Joey, he's very deserving to find his person, and hopefully everyone gets to watch that come to life.
Nice.
Amazing.
Lexi, thank you so much for coming on Bachelor Happy Hour.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. And thank you to all our listeners for joining us.
And of course, a big thank you to our listeners. Make sure to subscribe. We have new episodes of Happy Hour every single week with exclusive interviews and episode recaps all season long. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beach Bound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder Quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.